The Alaska congressional delegation has bills pending in both the Senate and House to allow five towns in Southeast to form Native Village Corporations. The towns of Haines, Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, and Tanaki were left out in 1971 when the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act was passed, but Juneau and Sitka were included. It's not the first time Alaska Congress members have introduced bills to allow the towns to select federal lands. The bills have failed to pass because the issue is controversial. The land would have to come out of the Tongass National Forest. The landless village issue came up for discussion at the Wrangell Assembly, along with another bill, also controversial, to grant land selections in southern Southeast to the Sealaska Regional Native Corporation. Tony Gorman reports from member station KSTK.
The Wrangell Assembly voted unanimously Tuesday night to support the landless bill. The measure, sponsored by Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, would allow Wrangell, Petersburg, Ketchikan, Haines, and Tanaki Springs natives to form village corporations and select land under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Myrna Torgamson spoke to the assembly on behalf of the Wrangell Cooperative Association. She believes Wrangell would still be a thriving timber town if it had been included in the act.
It's an injustice that was done to our people. I don't feel that we'd be in this horrible situation where there's no money for anything. When you see half of your community move out of here because there's no work, who do you have to thank for it? Well, shutting down the timber industry. That took all of the economy out of the southeastern Alaska.
Torkelson says there are 700 Sea Alaska shareholders enrolled to Wrangell. She says many are willing to come back home if the landless bill goes through. Torkelson also voiced support for a second piece of legislation, the Sea Alaska Land Selection Bill. Even though they are separate issues, she thinks the Sea Alaska bill could help the landless communities' cause in the long run.
We asked that question and they told us if Sea Alaska bill does happen to go through, then it'll be a good thing for the landless.
Torkelson says she would get a resolution from the Cooperative Association to the Assembly as soon as possible. Mayor Don McConaughey says he would like to see that resolution on the agenda for the next Assembly meeting. George Woodbury of Woodbury Enterprises also talked to the Assembly about the Sea Alaska legislation. He says he realizes it will be an uphill battle.
Odds are against us with the administration. We got the template they've laid out for managing the forest. It's starting to see daylight, and it's a disaster as far as the timber supply is concerned.
The Sea Alaska Land Selection Bill has sparked controversy over the past few weeks throughout the region and nation. It would allow the Southeast Regional Native Corporation to select rich timberland on Prince of Wales Island and extend its logging operations. If it doesn't pass, Sea Alaska says its timber operations could disappear in 2 years. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.